While some elderly people actively are opposing the Republican prescription drug plan, others are adopting a wait-and-see attitude. The plan is as complex as insurance gets, and for many, it's still not clear whether they'll benefit. Madge Kaplan of member station WGBH reports from Boston.
Like most Medicare recipients in the U.S., most of the elderly who come to the Kit Clark Senior Center in Dorchester have some form of drug coverage. They depend on private insurance, retiree benefits, Medicaid, or special state subsidies to pay chunks of their prescription costs. John Coffey is a retired postal worker.
I'm a diabetic, so I use a lot of insulin and diabetic supplies. The medical plan I got with my pension. And Blue Cross Blue Shield pays 80% for my medicines and all that stuff.
Medicare prescription coverage promises to affect all existing programs, like this one, in ways that aren't yet clear, and that make the folks at Kit Clark just ever so nervous. From everything he's read and heard, Coffey can't tell if what Congress has come up with will be better and more affordable than his current plan. And it's hard to compare his present circumstances to 3 years from now, when the plan would take effect. However, if a bill is signed into law, the first evidence of change would come next year in the form of a drug discount card that promises to cut out-of-pocket costs by at least 15%. That sounds good to 81-year-old Gabriel Tufo.
I believe that if I received these discount cards, then I would be able to cut my Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance down, because that's costing me well over $300 a quarter.
Actually, there's nothing in the proposed law that ties the drug discount card to lower premiums. But if Mr. Tufo's insurer takes part in the new Medicare plan starting in 2006, premiums would go down to, on average, $420 a year compared to the $1,200 he's paying now. Mr. Tufo would be responsible for a $275 annual deductible and 25% of his drug costs, up to $2,200 a year. He would very likely save some money.
This donut one I hadn't heard about before.
And what concerns you there?
It's all new to me. I'm still thinking about that one.
78-year-old Pat Fournier is just hearing for the first time about the so-called donut hole provision in the proposed law. That has the Medicare program paying nothing for drug expenses between $2,200 and $3,600 a year, after which coverage would kick in again, paying 95% of costs. The notion of an $1,100 gap worries Fournier, as it does Kit Clark Executive Director Sandy Albright.
As it's written right now, there's an assumption you can come up with $1,000 and be able to kind of do the bridge to another amount of money, but it's not going to happen for the people in the middle.
People, Albright says, who either turn to Kit Clark's small emergency fund to pay for medications or decide to go without.
My mother-in-law lives with us, and she makes $76 too much to qualify for anything free.
Betty Chicas joined the discussion to talk about her mother-in-law's ordeal, trying to pay for some 9 medications.
In my reading today in the article, she'd still end up paying more than what she's paying now.
That may not be the case. The mother-in-law's income is well under the proposed law's $12,000 cutoff for receiving fully subsidized drug coverage, except for co-payments of $5 or less. To qualify, one can't have more than $6,000 in assets. Betty Chica's mother-in-law might also be eligible for a $600 drug subsidy starting next year. Perhaps the most common sentiment expressed by seniors at Kit Clark is that they don't know enough about the bill Congress is set to vote on to form a clear opinion, and they wouldn't mind if legislators slowed down to let the details sink in. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.